Both the Oklahoma House and Senate have advanced legislation to prevent cities, towns, and counties from banning fracking and other oil and gas activities. At least one of the bills will likely end up on Governor Mary Fallon's desk. And as Joe Wirtz from State Impact reports for KGOU, the legislation is already affecting local regulation.
Tammy Mix leads me through the wooded area behind her house in the West Park neighborhood along the northwestern edge of Stillwater.
This is why we moved here. In the spring, it's beautiful here. It's dense. There's animals. It's just a really nice place to be.
When Tammy Mix bought her home 10 years ago, she had no idea she was moving her family to an oil field. We walk up on a muddy clearing and a bus-sized hole in the ground.
So we are looking at the pit that was put in during the drilling process, which can stay here for up to a year or more. And then also a battery and tanks that are put in for whenever the process is complete.
One day a pump jack and oil storage tanks will be installed in the clearing. This pit is temporary, but the drilling that occurred here in November 2014 is leaving a small but permanent mark on oil industry politics in Oklahoma. It started when Mix and her neighbors called the city and asked if anything could be done about the noise of banging equipment and whirring generators, the increased truck traffic, and the blinding lights from the rig.
Good morning, City of Stillwater.
Stillwater's current oil and gas ordinances date back into the 1970s.
John Dorman is the city attorney of Stillwater. He says the city's old rules were written to manage small, vertically drilled wells, not the large, horizontal drilling and fracking operations that are common today. City officials started drafting new drilling rules. One proposal included a setback of 1,800 feet between fracking sites and many buildings.
Back on the bill, are the questions on the bill?
State lawmakers want to prevent officials in towns, counties, and cities like Stillwater from banning, or effectively banning, drilling and oil and gas activities like fracking. This is the Oklahoma House floor during debate about Senate Bill 809, one of at least eight anti-frack ban bills filed this year.
Representative Reniger, you're recognized for a question on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, the city of McAllister has an ordinance that prevents oil or gas exploration within the city limits, and they've had this ordinance for over 60 years. Is this bill going to completely wipe that out?
Yes, they would need to update that with reasonable restrictions that are authorized in here, but they could not have a blanket ban.
The oil industry, mineral owners, and groups like the State Chamber support the legislation. The Oklahoma Municipal League and officials in cities like Norman, Oklahoma City, and Stillwater say it's an overreach. They also worry about the ambiguous language used in the bills. Dorman, the Stillwater attorney, is advising the mayor and city council that a new state law on drilling regulations could lead to costly lawsuits over city drilling ordinances.
Because this will be a new statute, I have to tell them, well, there's some risk involved here because someone could go and argue that your regulatory scheme is not reasonable in one respect or another.
Legislation to prevent local fracking bans has advanced through the House and Senate. Every Capitol observer I spoke to expects some version to land on the governor's desk. Dorman says the city of Stillwater is acting as if it's law. Officials are proposing a new local drilling ordinance that's a lot less strict. Back in the kitchen, Tammy Mix talks about her 4- and 6-year-old sons. She's an environmental sociologist and professor at OSU. Mix is worried about more than the nuisance of living near a drilling rig.
We have a significant body of literature that suggests that there are environmental health concerns related to people being in close proximity to these sites.
New city drilling rules won't affect existing wells like the one behind Mix's home. And while the state legislation could limit oil and gas ordinances in cities and towns, it makes it easier for county governments to write them. That would give residents like Mix another local avenue to turn to when the drilling rigs move in. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma is sponsored by Oklahoma Pork Council, committed to ethical animal agriculture and safeguarding Oklahoma's natural resources.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on state energy and environmental legislation, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.